7:40, right on the money. It is time for the Hope Sports Roundtable. Time to bring aboard our good friend Ron Weatherby. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Brent.
It's like another big weekend of Hope basketball on the way as the Flying Dutchman return home, correct?
They're back in that cozy confines of the DeVos.
Oh, love DeVos for sure. And so does this guy right here, Coach Matt Neal. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Brent. Good morning, Ron. How are you this morning?
Pretty good this morning. The snow's plowed out of my driveway, so I was happy I didn't have to work before I came here.
Well, that's what I've been doing here for a little while, is plowing some snow. So I'm one of those guys who's helping to make people like you happy, Ron. We're glad to do it.
Well, let's make me happy again Saturday out here. We're looking to pick up a victory after that ball game on Wednesday night against Albion.
You know, it's been one of those kind of unusual emotional ups and downs. You know, we're on this great, great high of Saturday's game at Calvin and having a terrific, terrific fan base show up, and we played with a lot of emotion to going down to Albion where you have to kind of create your own enthusiasm, and we didn't create a whole lot of it. And Albion snuck up and got us, and they played very, very well. We didn't, and, you know, it's just one of those life lessons, I think, that kind of goes under the radar so often, but I think sometimes you're not going to make your shots, but it certainly can't determine how you're going to perform at the other end of the floor, and it's kind of how we live life, too. You know, not things don't always go our way, but we can still determine some things that matter, and I think our guys... I'm hoping our guys learn that valuable lesson, that's for sure.
Well, we're back home again this week against the Comets from Olivet.
They're a high-flying Comet team. They're flying like the Comets. And, you know, they're averaging around 85 points a game. They've had several games that have been in the hundreds. They like it up and down, and that should be to our liking. And they're rather small. I mean, they're small plus a seven-footer. How's that? And they'll provide an interesting challenge for us. But I think our guys have got the focus back, and we'll go hard again today, practice hard, and then be ready to go tomorrow afternoon in the DeVos.
Well, they don't have a very good record coming in, but boy, when I look at their schedule, it's probably second only to us. As they, you know, they've got Wisconsin La Crosse, Platteville, Grand Valley, Purdue Calumet, Baldwin Wallace. You know, you got some pretty good ball clubs there.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, Chris Coles has become a very good friend of mine, and we converse probably once, maybe twice a week, and he's a great guy. He's doing a whale of a job leading, and he calls often just to ask questions, and, you know, we both are of the school that you need to play really, really good teams to help your team grow up and to help them understand how good that you have to be every night, and, you know, we see that it's been productive for our program, and I think he's finding that, you know, it's one of those situations where he may not have a lot of wins, but they're a real scary team because of the teams that they've played. And I think you could say the same thing right now about Elma, that you know, Elma's, 1-12 or whatever, but they have played some great teams. And so it's important for us to realize the next game is the most important, and our next game is Saturday. So we need to come out ready to do the job of defending the arc big time. And get our game going the way we need it to.
Well, we were down there doing the women's game at Olivet, and we saw Baldwin Wallace play Olivet as the prelim, and we watched them, and they drive that lane, and they drive that lane, and they go to the free throw line, and that's what they did consistently against Baldwin Wallace.
Well, for sure, and we're looking at putting we've been working on a little bit of a different defensive scheme here over the last couple of weeks, kind of preparing for this game, and we may end up using that a little bit just to kind of take care of that penetration down into the lane. We might be playing a little bit of a zone with some bigger people out top and using their reach and getting out to the corner quickly and covering the arc, but. You know, they're very, you know, it's unusual for us to see it so much in here with our team, but oftentimes teams will penetrate that lane and they'll pitch it back out to a guy chasing behind for a three. So we have to be aware of those kind of things. Our scouting report has been great. We understand the personnel and we just have to go out and execute. And quite frankly, we have to play with a lot of emotion and intensity.
Well, let's get back on that winning track, and let's get a big crowd out there to the DeVos to greet us back even after we lost that last ball game.
Well, we're hoping so. You know, our fans have been so great. We always talk about having the best fans in the country, and I certainly believe that. Mo and I were talking yesterday morning about that. That, you know, it's a great situation for us, and you know, we have a bunch of recruits coming in tomorrow, so we certainly want fans to get out. We've got an awesome little potluck for our basketball family afterwards, which is always fun. But it's going to be a great day.
Well, let's go get another one on Saturday, and let's look ahead out there, and let's get a positive attitude as we go approach. So we'll talk to you again.
All right, Ron. Thanks so much. Everybody have a great day.
Yeah.